Hello.
Hey Robert, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how you doing, bud?
It's busy, to be honest. Hopefully you had a good fourth.
Oh yeah, I had a good weekend.
Cool. Well, back to the grind.
Yep.
And just to confirm, it's a 1999 excavator, correct? That we're looking at, I had a 2001. It's a 99. Is that accurate?
Right. That's what I didn't want to ruin the year on that one.
No worries. So I want to kind of walk you the funding process. So you got everything to me pretty organized. I just want to go over two different or a few different things. So I've already done part of the work ahead of us. So one of the things is we do what's called a UCC search, where we look and basically, do you know what UCC is or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got two UCCs on your company that are basically kind of blanket liens. One, I believe, is called Pony Express, and one is US Bank. Do you have any type of financing relationships with those companies?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, with their filings, and from what I understand, and this is very common, it's nothing scary, their filings basically say they have access to everything in your business. What's called a blanket lien, literally a blanket on top of the company. So, what we will need, since we're using this equipment as collateral, if something happens with your relationship, they could, this is worst case scenario, but we need to protect our interests and say that this is our equipment. So, God forbid that there's kind of some type of issue and they foreclose on you or they go after your assets, that they can't go over this specific asset. What that means is, as part of funding, each of them will need to sign a subordination agreement. And all this subordination agreement says is this, is that their agreements still stand, but if we that equipment is actually Bank of Cardiff's, it's not theirs. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't think that'd be an issue. Do you have a good relationship with them?
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool. What does Pony Express do for you? Well, I know who US Bank is, but I don't know who Pony Express. What do they do for you?
It's a hometown bank. I've known that guy since, hell, 30 some years. It's just a
Understood.
hometown bank is what it is.
So, going off the value of 70, right now we have an approval for 35. I might be able to get an increase, but what I want to ask you is, in terms of funding, I should be able to confirm the approval and get you documents out by, I'm hoping to close the business tomorrow. You can fax them, send them back to us. We can get our site inspection. We go out there and take a picture of the equipment, of course. Get that done hopefully by Wednesday, Thursday. My goal is to have the money actually wired into your account by the end of the week. It's a short week. I want to go over about how much capital are you looking for? Let's just assume 35, and if we can go higher, great. And have you estimated, or is there a certain monthly payment you're comfortable with as a starting point?
Again, I mean, what's the terms?
For equipment-based working capital, you're usually looking at about a 36 or 24-month term, once in a while a 48-month tranche, but traditionally 2 or 3 years. Most customers are going to do 3 years just because it's a lot more attractive than an unsecured working capital loan. You're getting 7 grand over 6, 7 months. So to me, it's not really what you're looking for. It's helpful, but it's not really what you're looking for. So for me, I kind of like to go over to
3 years is fine.
Okay, and then can you walk me through how this money? Go
The
ahead.
amount's fine too. But the amount is okay too.
Can you walk me through how you're spending this money and what it's being used for? I know you mentioned repairs. I just want to get a better idea.
Yeah, I'm actually there's an attachment I want to get for skid loader, but then there's repairs on that machine and another machine that I need to do. So,
How much does the attachment cost?
I'd have to check on this one, but I'm thinking if I get another breaker, I'd deserve, I think, 7 or 8 or something.
Okay, and when are you trying to repair this equipment? What's your time frame?
Guess no emergency, but I just stuff I need to do on it, so.
So it's still functioning, but this is stuff that actually needs to kind of get refurbished, so to speak, correct?
Right.
And is it repairs on this specific piece of equipment, or is it on repairs on other equipment?
Some on that one, yeah, and then another on a track loader.
Okay, I just want to make sure the site inspection goes well. What kind of is the equipment still functioning, or is it non-operational right now?
Yeah, no, it's functioning. It just needs undercarriage on tracks. You've always got to upgrade stuff. I got to change rollers and some different stuff. I mean, it just
Okay.
that's working, but it's like anything. If you don't take care of it, it's not going to keep working.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I'm going to come back to you a little later today. I'd say probably around 2 or 3 p.m. my time. That's probably, are you on Central Time or East Coast?
Central.
Central. So about 5 p.m. your time. I'll come back to you with some options on exact payments, terms, and structure, and then we'll hopefully get your documents out to get this rolling. Assuming that, you know, $35,000, if it can go higher, I'll give you that option. You don't have to go higher. Do you have a monthly payment in mind? Have you budgeted for anything? Because I'm kind of coming in here last minute, and, you know, Nick, nice guy, but he got you a $7,000 approval. I think, you know, it's not what you're looking for. So is there a monthly payment you have?
Just work the numbers, let me know. That's not going to be a problem. So.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, so expect a call from me around 5 o'clock your time today, okay?
All right.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.